Automaker Chrysler has announced plans to pay off its debt to the federal government. Chrysler owes about $7.5 billion to the United States and Canada for loans during the federal bailout 2 years ago. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on the latest sign of the company's resurgence.
For a long time, when people talked about the American auto industry, there was General Motors, Ford, and, Chrysler. That began to change on Sunday, February 6, 2011, Super Bowl Sunday.
Now, we're from America, but this isn't New York City or the Windy City or Sin City, and we're certainly no one's Emerald City.
I think it's smart for Chrysler to draw upon that connection with Detroit, and using M&M is really a brilliant way to do that.
This is the Motor City. This is what we do.
Rick Wanchel is an analyst with Autotrader.com. He says Chrysler's brilliant marketing is really helping it to shrug off its stodgy image, even if it is with a middle-aged rapper.
M&M represents that swagger. You know, he represents the swagger of Detroit, the underdog quality of it, and rising above the troubles that that city has had.
Rachel says that swagger is only good if Chrysler has cars that people want to buy once they get into the showroom.
What's holding them back, in a way, is that they really don't have a signature vehicle that they can point to that symbolizes their resurgence.
General Motors has the Chevy Volt and the Cruze. Ford has the Fusion and the Focus. Those are all new, hip, fuel-efficient cars that use innovative technology. While Chrysler has updated almost all their cars, they haven't created a lot of brand new vehicles. David Champion is the head of auto testing at Consumer Reports. He says Chrysler has suffered from shifts in management and the lack of a single vision.
Now there is a direction that we have seen within Chrysler to produce really, really good cars.
Part of the direction comes from the Italian carmaker Fiat, which has an ownership stake. Champion says Chrysler is on the right track in terms of quality, because years ago, when his friends and family would ask him about buying a Chrysler, he'd say,
"Don't even touch it with a barge pole." Nowadays, you'd say, "Well, the new 200, yes, it's a pretty nice car. You know, there's probably better ones out there, but yes, it's a consideration."
In the most recent Consumer Reports issue that grades the car makers on overall quality, Chrysler came in dead last among major automakers. Champion says that's not likely to happen again next year. And he says not being last would be a huge improvement for Chrysler. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.